This week in our Anatomy of a Play, we break down the sluggo scene. Here's Ross Tucker to do just that. Brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Philadelphia Eagles.
So today we're going to take a look at a passing game concept that really got into the national spotlight in the Super Bowl back in 2002 between the Oakland Raiders and their former coach, John Gruden, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the sluggo seam concept. It had been a staple of what the Raiders had done all year, but as we all know now, the Buccaneers were ready for it. So the sluggo just means it's slant and go. We'll start with this receiver over here. He's the one that runs the slant and then go. On the other side, the inside receiver is the one that's going to run the seam route. That could be a tight end, could be a wide receiver, doesn't matter. And then this guy's probably just running your garden variety hitch route. He's not really important. The whole idea behind the concept is that the quarterback, who in the Super Bowl was Rich Gannon, is going to pump as soon as this guy in breaks on the slant route. You're trying to get not only these defenders to bite, but you're trying to get this safety to declare one way or the other. If he runs with the slant and go, then you throw it back to the seam the other side. If he stays in the middle of the field, the slant and go should be there, should be available. Dexter Jackson, John Lynch, they did an unbelievable job back in that Super Bowl out in San Diego of sitting and not letting Rich Gannon fool them on the slant and go. A big reason why the Bucs won that Super Bowl in convincing fashion. The sluggo scene, they dominated it.
Great job breaking down the sluggo scene, Ross, on the whiteboard. Let's take a look at it here on the monitor. We're going to get the Indianapolis Colts here against the Tennessee Titans. Now, you're going to get your sluggo down here from Philip Dorsett, rookie from last year. He's going to give you a little of this and then take you there. And the key to this route being run off the backside is moving this safety in a single high coverage, because this DB knows he has outside leverage. He can sort of funnel him into this guy. So when Dorsett gives the fake slant, this guy has to come over to honor it. He comes back out, leaves the middle of the field open for Kobe Fleener here. Great job again. Sluggo down the bottom, moving the safety over. You get one-on-one tight end versus safety on the backside. That's an easy pitch and catch for the quarterback. Again, if you watch the play from the end zone, again, he looks here. All he's doing is moving this safety over here. But you got to have a guy on the outside who sells it with speed, who threatens this safety to force him over here. Quarterback knows he's looking for this guy on the backside. I think it's a great play design. It's a great pump fake. Come back to the tight end. Love the sluggo scene. Touchdown for the Colts.